Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. O gently blinding, glorious light, we praise you for that day on which the man from Tarsus found new eyes to see your way. For Jesus met him on the road and called him by his name, and Saul through blindness found the light that now he would proclaim. That light reveals a greater world, the world of Christ the One. It is a fire within the heart that longs for him to come. It is the Spirit of your Son, a vision for our eyes. The life of God is shared with us, with all who are baptized. We thank you for the Spirit's light revealed to Paul this day. We thank you, Abba, for your word, who still remains the way. Amen. I have run the race, I have kept the faith. Now I await the crown that has been prepared for me. I trust in God even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe even when I cry out, there is no one I can trust. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name. I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones suffer and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly. In the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I have run the race, I have kept the faith. Now I await the crown that has been prepared for me.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I handed on to you, first of all, what I myself had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and, in accordance with the Scriptures, rose on the third day, that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. Last of all, he was seen by me. Thanks be to God.
You will make them leaders over all the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. You will make them leaders over all the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. Your praise, O God, reaches to the ends of the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. You will make them leaders over all the earth. They will make your name remembered forever. To me life is Christ and death gain. God forbid that I should boast in anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. To me life is Christ and death gain. God forbid that I should boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You revealed yourself to Paul as the one being persecuted. Help us to recognize you in those who are marginalized or oppressed in any way. You called St. Paul to use his considerable gifts and talents to proclaim the gospel. Make us worthy ministers of your good news wherever you lead us. You sent Paul to be the teacher of the Gentiles. Help all who teach to learn from and build on the wisdom and truth you have revealed in creation and in every culture and tradition. You strengthen Paul to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place. O Jesus, gentle shepherd and living bread, feed us, guide us to the land of everlasting life.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of wisdom and compassion, you called Paul to bring the gospel to the world of his day and to witness to your truth and love with his life. Lead us to wisdom through his teaching and example, that we may share your compassion with the whole world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.